In the workplace procedures learning activity, you listed the different types of procedures you use at work. But as you can see, there are many other types of documents included in a company's WHS system. What other documents are you involved with from your company's WHS system in the course of your normal work duties? Do you use any WHS-related forms or documents that are not described above? If so, what are they, and what category would they come under? Write down your answers and share them with your trainer and other learners in your group.